All you do is lie, lie, lie.
Yo, what's up, my people? This is Maria, and I'm bringing to you Maria Broadcast in the Dark. And this is another series, Crazy Things Are Happening. This is going to be season one, episode one. You guys. And I'm here to take you on a journey, so sit back and enjoy the ride. Just give me a second, and I'll be back to you with more details.
You don't even know the kind of thing. Why you try to tell me all these things? Give me some time, I need peace. I'ma need space some days, and I'm just trying to do my thing.
So I'm sure most of you are asking, what's the point of this podcast? What's this podcast all about? So you guys, I got you. So this podcast, right, literally is just about crazy things happening around us, things we can all mostly relate to. Some of them are going to be shocking, most of them will actually be very relatable. There are things that we've gone through before, so it's just for us to table it here and dissect it and talk about it, laugh about the ones that can be laughed about, and yes, just literally talk about things and bring up few topics that could be a bit educative and yeah, stuff like that. But see, it's mainly cruise out here, so yeah, nothing too serious. Okay, so give me a second and I'll be right back to you guys.
And I'm just trying to get my soul to me, someone to deceive. And you're trying to think that I'm the one for you, but don't you see, you're not everything, and I know you're not the one for me. Crazy things are happening, crazy things are happening. If you need somebody's great.
So guys, yes, so crazy things are happening, like our girl Tem said. So the first agenda of the day, so I just got a story from one of my people now. So this one is a pretty relatable one, especially for those people like that are here in Ukraine with me, and especially if you're a newcomer, you should be able to relate very well to this. I was able to relate to this like 4 years ago. Feels good to say it out now. So okay, I'm just going to read out this story, and yes, let's get right into it. Please. Okay, let's just go. So it says, so one time I and my friends went to Ukraine. So for those around, for those with me in Zapier, we know Ukraine very well. It's a big shopping mall where it has your Apple store in it, it has dress shops and different shops, and yeah, you can literally get anything there. So it's like this big mall. So yes, so she said, so one time I and my friends went to Ukraine, which we all in Zap are familiar with. We were done purchasing our stuff and we were set to go back to the hostel. Not before we had a quick stop at Amstore. Amstore is also like a shopping mall too. Yeah, to get some groceries. Yeah, and one of my friend decided we should take a bus that would drop us at Atebe. Atebe is like this little convenience store, not so little though. It's like this convenience store where you can just get your quick groceries. Yeah. So, we had a quick one of my friends decided we should take a bus that would drop us at Atebe, but unfortunately, it stopped at Pro Store. We wanted to come down from the bus, but another of my friend was like, nah, let us chill first, and the bus would take a turn and stop at Atebe. But the bus didn't, and we just kept on going and going up until I got fed up and demanded we came down. We came down at McDonald's and we were extremely lost and confused. I can relate. None of us having any source of communication because we didn't have data and our phones were about giving up on us. And the most annoying aspect of the of everything was that we couldn't ask for directions because we weren't familiar with the language and we couldn't consult Google Translate because, as I said earlier, no data. We decided to use a little of the language we knew to ask for a little direction, after which we went in circles. To cut the long story short, I decided to take the bull by the horn and went on a bus, which my God said would take us to Atebe, which it did. Praise be to Jesus. And thank God we ended up eating the pizza we purchased on the road and admit all our arguments. Yeah, so this is how this ended. So yeah, me reading this out loud now, and you guys listening to it, you guys, it might seem like this is one minor thing, but you guys, it's not funny to get lost in a foreign country. It is not funny, especially when you're new and you literally don't even know the language. You don't even know how to like communicate with these people around, and most of them are racist. So like literally there's no way to like communicate with them. Some of them don't even want to like stop to even listen to what you have to say or try to make an effort to understand what you're trying to tell them. So it really sucks to get lost out there. So please guys, if you're just coming, just try as much as possible to at least learn the little phrases you know in Russian or Ukrainian or because this shit has legit happened to me. Like when I first came, I got lost too, and I almost found myself in another city that time, and it was even bad because it was snowing. I didn't cover myself up very well. If care was not taken, I could have had frostbite that year. It was crazy, but thank God, Sha. Thank God for Johnny Messi's. Thank God for bringing us back safely. Okay, so that's that on that, as far as that is concerned. So the second matter I want to table here now was, this one is actually my own crazy thing story, just happened about 2 weeks ago. So but hold on, before I can bring my own part of the stories, I have to go on a little break and just sit down and relax and listen to this beautiful, soothing, sweet voice of Thames.
If you jump somebody's face, crazy things are happening, crazy things are happening. If you need somebody's face, if you jump somebody's face, try. I just want to turn my back tonight. So I make it seem. I just want to turn my back tonight. Oh, you know me well. And you try to tell.
Yes, so I'm back here. So, where was I? I was about to tell you guys my own version of the crazy things that happened to me about, like, I think that's what, this was 2 weeks ago, or yeah, let's just say 2 weeks ago. So you guys, apparently I thought I was the only person that this had happened to, but I didn't even know that this was something that had been rampant in this my city already. So please, people, if you're listening to me and you're in Zaporizhia, please, this is for you because this could happen to you. So you guys, this quiet cold evening, I decided to step out to get myself shawarma because of the laziness to cook as per usual. So I stepped out, went to get my shawarma, and on my way back, and usually I have this, like, I'm always extra sensitive when I'm outside because these white people are very, very funny around you. So when I was done getting what I was what I went out to get, I was heading back into my apartment, and I was already like I was in front of my padesh, like in front of my entrance. I was about to enter, like use my key to just open the door and enter now. Like the key magnetic stuff, I don't know what it is called. I was about to use it, and that's how this woman stopped me. She approached me and asked me if I was from this city, and I was like, yeah, sure. Like when she approached me first, I was scared. She looked a bit haggard, so I just took like few steps back, I made sure that I was staying very close to the door, so in case this woman tries to act funny or pull up some very weird shit, I would just, you know, click my key and just go in and close the door behind me. So at least that would give me like head start now to run for my life. You know, I know my black people's instinct is always to run. So I just like took a few steps back close to the door and I was like, okay, yeah, I'm from this city, what do you want from me? And she was like, she was with a little girl with her, and she was like acting all emotional and everything, and she was telling me, okay, Ukrainian people are very wicked. She was speaking in English, which actually made me stand and listen to her, because I mean I was able to understand what she was saying. So she was still giving me like waterworks and was like, yeah, her husband beat her, and Ukrainian people are wicked, nobody wants to help her and everything. And a child was acting scared, and she was trying to like pet the child, and she was also like trying to wipe tears from her eyes. And at this point I got not emotional but I mean it made me like touch that, okay, normally things like this happen, because I know that I've witnessed, like on the road here, I've witnessed a man beating his wife outside like that, and the child was there, and the wife and the child were both scared. So I thought that, okay, this has to be like kind of the same situation. So she was like, yeah, her husband got drunk and was beating her at home and everything, and even the child, so they ran away from home and they cannot go back, and they're trying to go back to their village, but they're stranded, no money, no food, no water, nothing. I was like, ah, this one is bad though. So I was listening to her now, and she just kept saying everything. She started crying and everything, that there's nothing she can do. If I can help her with money, oh, she didn't even like say, I was like, okay, what do you want now? That how may I help you now? So she was like, if I can help her with money to go back to her village, something like that. Ah, I was like, oh, okay now. Odu loro du shanu. If you understand your eyes, eyes that see eyes to have mercy, something like that. I say, let me try help this person. No, okay, how much do you want, ma'am? That's how this lady said she wants 230 grivens. 230 grivens. At that point, honestly, heaven and earth, I was only with 40 grivens. So I was only with 40 grivens in my hand, although I had money upstairs, but I was like, I was just coming back now. Now I told you guys I need to go and buy shawarma. So I was just with the change of the shawarma stuff I bought. So I was thinking, I was really hoping she said like it was going to be something like at least along the line of what I had with me, or at least not even if it was behind, not too far from what I had, because even myself there was not too much in my hand like that. So she was like 230. So I was like, okay, no problem. I had the child where he said they are cold, blah blah blah. I said, okay, enter. I thought I was climbing upstairs, but I didn't let her come into the house. I just had to wait outside my door, my apartment door. So she came in, I just tried to wait outside the door, and thankfully my roommate was around, so my roommate like opened the door for me to enter. And while at the door, I was just talking to her that she should look over my shoulder. Guy, look over my shoulder. Look at this woman and this lady. Immediately, she just looked over my shoulder. Look at me. She just said, enter, enter, enter. I'm like, what? Me, I was even vexed. How can you be so inhuman? Can't you see the situation I'm trying to picture here? She said, enter, enter, Jerry. Just close the door. I said, what happened? And she said, stay laughing. That's how they would have scammed me. I'm like, what are you saying now? That this woman, her husband beat her. I don't even pity them. That's how they're looking at her. They need money. Can we just put money together and give her something? Or let me just go and bring money for the woman. Something like that. Hey, that's how she told me the story, that this woman has jammed her twice. This woman has jammed her twice. And on both occasions, she has tried to ask for money. So apparently this woman has been going around asking black people for telling them this same story, because when my roommate told me to enter, she was like, this woman, did she ask you what city you are from? Did she ask me if I was from this city? I said yes. She asked me, okay, did she tell you that I was man beater? I said yes. I said, so this woman is really a scammer. So that means this woman has been like scamming black people all around. So you guys, if you see a woman with a child coming to you giving waterworks and has the same pattern, please, I'm not saying you should not help people, but just be careful, okay? Because it's a cold world out there. These people don't care about us, they just want to collect our money. So because I'm just imagining, right, if I had given this woman money and later found out that she was a scam, it would have pained me. Actually, when I even like spoke with my roommate, she was like, oh, that when she met the woman, the woman told her 40 grams. So and she's telling me 240 grams. And I told another friend of mine who told her that she has met the same woman. The woman told her 800 grams. I'm like, ha. So she's even increasing, inflating that price, mad though. So this is shocking me. So I'm just thanking God that I no drop money for that. But please, in case you've not fallen victim of this woman, I'm sure this woman resides in this city, Zap, and she does not have any AA city to go to. So please, guys, should just be careful out there. Don't let these white people cheat you. This is for pay me, Lagos girl like this. They go come scam me of my own money. So yes, that is one crazy thing. It left me shocked that So I was just 3 minutes away from being scammed. Just one small split second, if I didn't meet my roommate, like probably if I didn't meet her at home or something, I would have actually gone to look for money. Even if I didn't have it, I would have tried to like borrow to give the woman. That's how, let's say, empathetic or something I am when it comes to like helping someone, like, because she seems very stranded and stuff. So you guys, just be careful out there. And even if you're not in Ukraine here too, please be careful of I'm not saying you should not help people, but I mean, please, I think you should understand what I'm saying. World is full of good and evil. So yeah, so that's today's crazy teen story. This is mainly, I feel like the first one should like be mainly for people that are new, right? Actually, it's not, I feel like if this thing happened, like if you got lost in a foreign country or something, it's actually more fun if you got lost with your friends. At least you guys can laugh your way and you'll not be scared, you get. But if it's just you or more, and also about being scammed here, there are literally different means and modes of scamming people now that these white people are doing, even on social media. How they'll tell you, like, you want to get something, let's say you want to buy something from this Ukrainian Instagram shops, and they'll tell you that you should like pay what's the name of this thing, pay deposits, and they'll send you whatever you ordered. See, most of them is a lie. You just send them deposit and they'll not send you anything. They'll block you and you find out that probably the page doesn't even exist. So please, let's be careful out there, okay? So okay, after this little break that I'm about to take now, I'll be back with let's just say a little bit more information. So sit back, don't miss me too much, guys, because I know I'm yawning nonsense right now, but okay, I'll be right back after this little break. Sit back and relax.
Yeah. Ooh, you try to make me run insane. But you know that you know I'm not the same. I just think and I do that. Crazy things are happening. Crazy things are happening. If you need somebody crazy, you feed up somebody's crazy. Crazy things are happening. Crazy things are happening. If you need somebody crazy, you should jump somebody's crazy. Thank you.
So guys, thank you for being here. I'm back actually. So I just want to say thank you for being on this gist with me, for being on this ride, and I'm sure I'll be back next time with more stories, more things that we can relate with. If you have any comment about any part of this podcast, feel free to write me, feel free to message me on my Instagram at Maria_3. I'm trying to remember if the underscores are before my name. Oh my god, you guys, am I getting old? Okay, yeah, it's Maria___. That's MARIEYEH with 3 underscores. So you can write me on Instagram if you have any stories you want to share to me, or any comments, whatever, just put it out there. Thank you, and I'll see you guys soon. So please, you're not getting rid of me that easily. So I'll see you guys next week. Have a good day. Stay safe. Bye.
Love is not enough, baby. Come to me, Molo. Love me or you hate me, know me. No mess with me, Mologo. And I see 250, come along, Titi. Giuseppe Zanotti, in a Maserati. Take it, baby, easy. Fine boy like you, easy. You won't kiss somebody, call you sweet man.